moves towards partition. The Press Association is officially informed that the Cabinet has decided to appoint an additional assistant Under-Secretary for Ireland. His duty will be to deal with all problems that may arise in the six counties of Ulster. He will have an office in Belfast. Also, an announcement will shortly be made in reference to the enrolment of well-disposed citizens to assist the authorities. The Conservative Morning Post says a large quantity of rifles and revolvers has been landed in Belfast from a government vessel. It is believed that these are intended for the use of the Loyalist forces. A deputation from the Ulster Unionist Labour Association, UULA, waited upon Mr. Bonar Law, Conservative leader, and urged that a special police force should be formed on their ranks for the assistance of the military in the protection of life and property. It was emphasized that such a force would have to be armed. Mr. Bonar Law was stated to have received the suggestion with sympathy and to have placed it before the British Cabinet. The deputation was headed by Mr. William Grant, chairman. The suggestion is to form a special police force, which would be recruited from the loyalists of the province and consist mainly of ex-servicemen. At a meeting of shipyard workers on September 2nd, Mr. Alexander Mackay, one of the orators at the shipyard meeting which preceded the expulsions of Catholics in July, stated, "We are convinced the time has come when the UVF must be mobilized and supplied with arms." Mayor's hunger strike. A huge gathering of ex-RIC members resident in Cork met to discuss the incarceration of the Lord Mayor of Cork, Terence McSwiney. They urge the British government to consider their decision with reference to the imprisonment of the Lord Mayor of Cork, as well as all other political prisoners on hunger strike, and to order their immediate release before a catastrophe is precipitated. Dr. Phoenix notes the appointment of Sir Ernest Clark as an additional Under-Secretary for Ireland with special responsibility for the six counties was a key move in the establishment of partition. On his arrival, the English official, who had already been vetted by James Craig, received a memo from the Unionist leaders warning him that he should act only in accordance with the views of the Unionist majority. The new government officials and all new appointments to the constabulary, etc., should be those who are prepared to accept this new form of government. The Ulster Special should be a Protestant force. Craig showed no concern whatsoever about reconciling the Catholic minority to the new state.